of everyone. Before we start, page 161, and really get into the dinim of the Dalet Kosos, let's just finish a couple of horas, the Gabi Haseba, that we left off last time. Last time we really discussed, we got into the dinim of the Dalet Kosos, when obviously the Kachila, as the Gemara tells us, even though according to the Gemara, really they were in a suffix, whether it's only the first two koses or the last two koses, you have to do Haseba, we end up saying you have to do all of them. Okay, we pass the Lachem, you do all of them. Bidi Evit, we are, as we saw yesterday, depending on which coast, whether we're going to say Bidi Evit, you're going to go back and to drink. But what about all the other mitzvahs of the night? So we saw the Ramah already says V'chein ba'achilas matzah, and he tells us L'chadchila yesev kol asuda, the end of the Ramah in Siv Zayin, and we saw already from the Piskei Tshuvos that he held it nowadays, since it's uncomfortable to do aseba, really, and the minhag is not to do aseba for the whole Seder, and therefore that's why we don't do it. We for sure do not do it, even by the mitzvahs that we do it. For some Zalm points out, you don't do it b'shaz bracha. Bracha, you sit up doing it b'kavod rosh. After you do a seba for the exact mitzvahs. What about the mitzvahs now? Which mitzvahs yes? Which is mitzvahs no? So the Mishnah Berurah says, b'achilas matz. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Siv Katan Kav Veis, b'chein b'achilas matz, ha'inu, shi'achzor v'yochol ha'kazayis matzah u'b'lo bracha. By the achilas matzah, you would have to go back again and eat the matzah without a seba. Okay, you don't make a new bracha on it, but you would have to do it. You have to do a seba. So for sure, the first matzah, you have to go ahead and go back and do it again. And obviously, lechatchila, for sure, you have to do a seba over there. What else? Okay, so we also have the afikomen, which we'll soon see in a second, and also korech. Korech also requires a seba, as Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel points out in Dibur Maslo B'diavad, v'chein adin b'kazayis korech. We'll see in a second what you do b'diavad if you don't do it for these things. Let's first see by the afikomen. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, miu ba'afikomen. Im shachach la'achla ba'aseba, even though you have to do haseba for the afikomen, nevertheless, as the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Kav Veis, im shachach la'achla ba'aseba, if you forget to do haseba by the afikomen, lo yachzor v'yochlana, do not go back and do the afikomen again, ba'aseba, da'asur lechol shnei pa'amim afikomen, because it's usher to eat the afikomen two times. That is what the Mishnah Berurah over here says. However, the Olam asks the famous stira and the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tav Ayin Ches Sif Katan Aleph, you want to open over there, Tav Ayin Ches, right at the beginning of the Simen over there, the Mishnah Berurah is Soser himself. The Mishnah Berurah over there says, Ud b'di'evit im achol acharav shum davar, yachzor v'yochol kazayis matzah shmura l'shem afikomen. You see over here, you are allowed to eat the afikomen two times. Okay, he says over here, but you would be allowed to it. There's a third Mishnah Berurah also that discusses this. So what's going on over here? So both Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, and it's also the same teretz over here by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel and Dibor Masel Lo Yachzor. He doesn't even mention the steer. He just points out the Pashat Chiluk. He says, V'madai lo beirach berkas ha-mazon, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, Yachzor lecho beis kazeisim ba'aseba. Says the Rav Nevinzel over here, and this is what the Igros Moshe is Matari Sastir, also depends when you remember you didn't do Aseba. If you remember you didn't do Aseba, or in you already benched, right after Safunas Barech, you already benched. So over there, it looks like you're eating two times Afikomen, you would say, Bidi Evid will be Samech Neravya, and you would not go back and do Aseba again. However, if you realize you didn't do Aseba right away, before you benched, both Rav Moshe Feinstein and Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel hold that you would go back and do again, to eat another kazais of afikomen. Some people eat two kazaisim for afikomen with haseba, and then you would do that for the afikomen. So for the Evid, so far we have the kosos, depending on which kosos we have, matzah, you would have to go back and do haseba again. Also, by afikomen, it depends what is before Birkas HaMazon and after Birkas HaMazon. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, over here. First, let's see Mr. Brusi Kotten Kav Gimel. Says the Mr. Brusi Kotten Kav Gimel. He says, Ko ko asuda b'achilaso b'shtiaso. U'b'di'evid yotza b'shas achilas kazayis matzah v'dalet kosos. B'di'evid, at least you have the kazayis matzah and the dalet kosos. However, Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzel says, what happened to Korech? Says Nevinzel, v'chena din b'kazayis Korech. Also, kazayis Korech, that absolutely maker to dinner, requires haseba. He says, however, rak b'kazayis korech b'kazayis arishon, by the first kazayis of matzah, by motzi matzah, and by korech, im lo heisev chozer afilu achar b'kaz ha-mazon, by these mitzvahs, if you realize much later on that you forgot to do a seba altogether, by korech and motzi matzah, even if you've already benched, you would have to go back and wash again and re-eat your kazayisim of matzah again. By afikomen, we don't allow it because it looks like you're eating shtei pamayim afikomen. Oh, but over there, you've already eaten matz and korech to yotzi your ikker din of the mitzvah. However, if you're not yotzi your ikker din of the mitzvah with a seba, says Marin Rabbeinu Nevenzal, even if it's after birkas hamazon, you would go back and eat the matzah again, either by motzi matzah or by korech, and do it again with haseba. So that is by matzah, dalkozes, korech, motzi matzah, afikomen, all those things. What about karpas? Karpas, that's a machlok as opposed to whether you do a seba or not. There's different minhagim. Either way is fine. You do recline for a karpas. You don't recline for a karpas. That's either way. By moror, for sure the halacha is not to do. We do not do a seba by moror. Once again, that's not what the Tanya showed. They're cheres. When you're eating our moror, therefore we do not do a seba when doing moror. One more thing, Mishem Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out in all the Sefer Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's also brought down in Moreno Rabbeinu Nevenzal's new Mishnah Berurah. He says over there, even those, as we discussed earlier on, by women with this different minhagim, what to do? Are they samech on the Rav Yah? They're not samech on the Rav Yah. Nashim chashuvas v'chulei v'chulei. Even the women who do not recline, who know not to recline, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that is fine if they are sitting. But if they go ahead and do their mitzvah standing up, then they are not going to be yotzei yidei chavasa, just like a man who does not recline, and they would have to go back and eat their kazayis and matzah or whatever they're doing standing up. They would have to do it again because that's for sure lav derech eros, even for those who do not recline. L'chor, the same thing by all these things that we said, b'diyevid, you can be somech on the Rav Yah. That's only if you do it sitting down. But if you do your mitzvah, I don't know, you're walking around the table eating your kazayis and matzah, then that is for sure not going to be good. Dalakosis, not good, but if you are standing up eating during your mitzvah, it's fine. That is the siyum of the dinim of Haseba. Let's move now into the dinim of Dalakosis, moving on to Sif Ches. Taf Ayin Beis Sif Ches, page 161. Tzarech Lishtot Arba Kosis Al HaSeder. We have a Seder. The Haggadah is a Seder of Dvarim. And therefore, you're supposed to follow the Haggadah and each Kos. We know we have four Kosos. Each one is placed on a different mitzvah of the night. First Kos is on Kaddish Kiddush. The second Kos is set on the Haggadah after we say Gaal Yisrael. The third Kos is on Birkas HaMazon, and the fourth Kos is set on Hallow. Each one is a place in the Seder. So says the Mechaber over here, based on the Gemara, if you drink the Albert Kos, Tzarech Lishtot Arba Kos Al HaSeder, you have to do them in the correct order. Vim Shosan, Zech, or Zef, you go ahead and down four Koses in a row, Shloka Seder Lo Yatsa, you're not Yotzei Dal Koses if you don't do it Al HaSeder. That is the Pesach of the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Kav Dal Teir Shiyomar HaGadah Main Time. He says over here, what do you have to mean? Al Seder is you have to say the correct parts of the Haggadah in between the Kosas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Kafe, hey, Kafe Zachar Zeh. The Kol Shekain says the Mishnah Berurah, Im Shvachon Kulan, because Echad. If you take four Kosas and you pour it into one big goblet, Ushasan Lo Yatsan, and you drink from this one big goblet, you're not going to be Yotzei, Prima Gadim et Sadeid. The Prima Gadim says, if you do this, you pour four Kosas into one big Kos, Shafilu Hifsik Bin Tain. Even if you would drink it at the correct parts of the Seder, the Amar Gadr Nami Lo Yatsa, the Arba Kosas, meaning you need four separate Kosas. You have to refill the Kosas, sounds like the Prima Gadim. You can't just pour a big Kos that has four Reviuses and drink it at different parts of the Seder. That's the sheet of the Prima Gadim. The Ber Halacha, though, disagrees over here. In Dibur HaMaskil, Ala Seder, Dibur HaMaskil Ala Seder, he says over here, he brings down the Prima Gadim over here again, he says, Ube Emes Lun Mistabra Klal. He says, this is not Mistabra, Chidal Kalim Binan. Where do we say you need four separate Kosas? Okay, you need a drink, four Kosas of wine at different parts of the Seder, says the Chafetz Chaim. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim ends off saying over here at the end, he disagrees. He says, Kol Zeh, Kol Zeh Doch, he wants to explain the Prima Gadim. He says, I'm the Kol Zeh Dochak, who passed the Milsei, the Chabura, Kula Yotzim, Mitzvah, Dal, Kol Zeh, Kishot, and Kula, Mikad Echad, who behevach, Midi, Prima Gadim. So really, as long as you drink four different parts, the same even comes from the same coast. Even if you didn't fill the coast, you had four ravias, you had a very large coast, and you drank it at different parts of the Seder, you would be yotzei according to the Chafetz Chaim, the Prima Gadim would held. That is not a good drinking. Now, says the Ber Halacha, Dibur HaMaskil Shalok HaSeder, okay, he says over here, you have to drink him Zachar, Zach says the Mechaber, Shalok HaSeder Lo Yatzei. That can't be out of order. And what we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Kaf Dalet, is that means you have to say the correct parts of the Haggadah in between the Kosas. And therefore, says the Ber Halacha, Shalok HaSeder Lo Yatzei, I am b'maganav shekater the Kaseder Mikri, Kisha Ogmer HaGadah Bein Tain, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Kaf Dalet. Who medivri HaRashbam? Fine. Therefore, he says that's very good for people who are very osik in the Haggadah. You have no problem with you. Whenever the Haggadah says to drink the kos, you'll drink the kos. You'll say magid in between the first and second kos. You'll eat your suda and you'll bench before the third kos, and you'll say halal before the fourth kos. You'll have no problem. However, let's say someone's not so involved in the Seder. I don't know, they're not interested so much in the Haggadah. Or it could be maybe someone's mother is too much worried about the food burning, and therefore they're not at the table. They're osik in the food and taking care of the food the whole night. Okay? So therefore they're not really around. What? Or children drive her crazy, and she's just stunned. She doesn't have a chance to say the Haggadah, whatever it might be. So Sad points out the Bir Halacha right at the end, about five lines, right, four lines before it gets wide. Vidda. Since women are chayiv in the mitzvahs of the night, just like men, only by a sable we have a discussion about dal kosos. Matzah, they're equal to men. They have to make do the mitzvahs just like the men do. In Cain, therefore, they also have to say the Seder Haggadah al kos to kos. Oh, shall kapanim yishmu ba'aleim, at least listen to the Haggadah. This does not mean that they have to say every single paragraph of the Haggadah. If someone misses a paragraph or two, that's fine. As long as you say at least parts of the Haggadah, the more important parts of it. Like, you know, they heard the kushias, which are generally there for the children to sing the manishtana, and you have Rerun Gamliel, now you mentioned the Pesach Matzah Morer. That's generally enough that you did say Haggadah Beinayim, but this could be very, very common between the third and fourth kosos. By that time, people are done, and they're not interested in saying halal. Okay, it doesn't have to have wound. Some of the men are not so interested in saying halal either, and they drink the third kos after Birkas Mazel. And they go take a nap on the couch, they come back for the fourth kos. They're not going to be Yotzi, the fourth kos of the night. You have to say Haggadah Beinayim, and therefore you have to say the halal in between the third and fourth kos. So this could be very, very lemaisa for someone who's not so involved in the Seder. That's Sif Chet. Moving on to Sif Tet. Shir HaKos. How much of do you have to drink? How big does your kos have to be on Lel Seder night? So Shir HaKos Revius. La'achar Shim Zegenu. The amount you have to have in your kos is a Revius after Shim Zegenu. Back in the day, they used to have like basically a wine concentrate, and they used to add water, two-thirds concentrate, one-third water. So after you finished with this combination, you had a revius amount. Okay? So nowadays, we don't add water to it, because that's dafka the opposite. Our wines are weak. And therefore, you end up adding water, you could make mevatlet from the time of wine. We'll get to later on how much you could add of water, perhaps how much you add of grape juice, if you want to drink wine. We'll talk about those things later on. How much is a revius? So Berach the Chaznish held, it's a Berach about 5 ounces, 150 grams. Okay, that is the sheet of the Chaznish. Rav Chaim, no, Rav Moshe Feinstein was more like 3 ounces. Okay, back in the day, you say Rav Moshe was 3.3 ounces. The old Kol Dodi Haggadahs, the new Kol Dodi Haggadahs, bring down that really Rav Moshe held 3 ounces. Okay, so really around 3 ounces is basically the same share. I think Rav Chaim now is 2.9. Okay, it's the Shirim, Rav always says that you should try and follow the Chaznish in terms of these things. Okay, so that is the that's how much the kos has to hold. So once again, share kos revius achashims again. You have to at least hold the revius imrotz lamozko. Now that's how much the kos has to hold. How much do you have to drink? So he says viishta kulo orubo. You have to drink the whole thing or rove the kos. So this could be very misconstrued over here. It sounds like over here there's an Indian to drink the whole kos. That's not what the Mechaber is saying, because over here we're talking about when a kos is exactly a revius. So if exactly a revius, there are shitas that hold, you have to drink a revius. So if it only holds a revius, you'd have to drink the whole thing. As opposed to the other shitas that holds, you just need rove revius. Most mitzvahs we generally hold, you only need rove revius. Okay, however, over here, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, could be by Lel Seder or more machber that you actually have to drink a revius. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah looks inside. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kadin lamed." He says, "Hainu kulo lechatchila oruva b'diavad." Kulo is lechatchila, drink a revius. B'diavad, if you drink rove revius. Okay, but that once again, is only when you have a kos revius. If you have a kos that's greater than a revius, so lechora, all you have to drink, even according to this shita, is a revius. So you have a kos that holds 2 reviuses. If you drink half the kos, you would get the lichatchila over here of the mechaber. We'll soon see different opinions. But that's so far what we see over Yishtekulo Arubo. Vim Yesho Harbi reviuses. If you have many revias in your kos, shoti mimenu kol kach mani adik mini revias shibo. You're allowed to even split this cup between. If you have two revias in this kos, you can have Reuven and Shimon both share this kos. One drinks the first revias, and the second one will drink the second revias. So on, three people, four people. If there's three revias, is four revias. That's all within the first opinion. And then he says, "V'yeshomrim." This is the sheet of the Ramban. Shitzarich lishtos rov akos. Over here, by Lel says, "Inyan drinking rov akos, no matter how big your kos would be, there's an inyan to drink rov the kos. Afilu masa kam revieses, even if it has many revieses over there, you would still say the Ramban. You would drink rov hakos over here." Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sikkun Lamed Gimel to explain the Ramban. Af sheba alma daiber rov revias. Even though, but generally by mitzvahs we have rov revias, what we call them, malo ligmav, one cheekful. Af filumi kos gadol. Even if you have a big kos, all you have to drink is one cheekful. By generally by mitzvahs, hachalinian kosos chomer tvei. By the dal kosos were more machva debayin and dafka rov kos vim lav lo yatsa. Okay, that's what he brings on over here. Dafka bayiv lel seder were more machmer on drinking more. Because more derech eres, more derech eres on Lel Seder to drink rov kos.
Yeah, but why?
I think this is more derech eres. Wine is shows derech eres on Lel Pesach. It says the Mishnah Berurah. How do we pass in halacha lemaisa? Ladina kaimalan kadeira rishona. Halacha lemaisa really passing like the first day, not like the Ramban, like it's mashu over here. It's a stam in the Yeshomrim in the Mechaber, and therefore it's good enough lechatchila to drink a revius b'diavad rov revius. This is very important. If you don't think you can handle a lot of wine or even a lot of grape juice, it doesn't mean it makes you sick. You're not able to drink a lot on Lel Seder. Don't go ahead and take the biggest kos. Don't have this huge goblet that holds many reviuses, and then you end up being makel in how much you're going to drink from it. Better to have a smaller kos that's exactly the shear and drink the whole kos, or at least rov kos according to Ramban, a revius according to everyone else. We come back. Maybe daily should be loika kos gadol rak kos shemachzik revius kedei lachosh l'deyazu in order to be mach for the sheet of the Ramban to drink rov kos. Better to have a smaller kos that is obviously the correct shear. If it's less than revius, they're not going to be yotze. But you need a kos that is exactly machzik kashir, and then drink rov kos in order to be machmer for the sheet of the Ramban. There's even a more machmer sheet of the Ramban, the sheet of the Bach. The Bach holds Lel Seder, you have to drink the whole kos, kol kos. And not only that, sounds like a chumrah upon a chumrah that's not even brought into Shulchan Aruch. But Moreinu Rabbeinu Ramban mentions it over here in the end of Dibur Masal Shir. He says lechatchila tzarich lishtot kol kos. Okay, so that is a sounds like a chumrah upon a chumrah over here. That we have the sheet of the main sheet that seems like even a revius is lechatchila b'diavad is rov revius. You have the Ramban who says there's another sheet. The Ramban that says it's rov kos, which the Mishnah Berurah says we don't really pass in like. It's just a good thing to try and do. And then Rav Nevzal very interesting brings on over here the lechatchila. He says to do like the Bach to drink the whole kos. That would be lechatchila b'diavad for sure. One. I think so. And I think it's also a diak in the Gemara. But I don't know if even the Bach brings on as far. I have to look back. But that is what Rav Nevzal brings down. So once again, if you want to say the lechatchila should be lechatchila, should be lechatchila, try and drink the whole kos. If you can't do that, you have the Ramban rov kos. If you don't have that, you have the Iker Shita. The Iker Shita over here, as we see over here from Shulchan Aruch, is to drink a revius. And let's say someone's sick, or an old person, or someone who can't have it, then a rov revius, you're still yotzi b'dieved, a rov revius, which is what we call a malei lugmaf. That is in terms of how much you have to drink. In terms of how long you have to drink it, well, you could sip it for 20 minutes long. Is that going to be good? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tzarech lishtot ashir shelo behefsek gadol bein time. You have to drink this amount, whatever the amount you're trying to get to. You have to do it with not a great hefsek in between. What does that mean? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkun Lamed Daled, anytime you're talking about a shear of how much you have to drink, whether it's in terms of Bracha Achrona, how fast you have to drink something in Bracha Achrona, or in Yom Kippur, of how much if you're drinking Bashirim, how long do you have to drink between Shiurim, we always have the Machlokas and the Rishonim, what is the shear? Is it like by food, Kedei Achilas Pras? Let's call it 3 to 4 minutes, really between 3 and 10 minutes, depending on different shitas, but let's say by. Okay, we're dealing with the Rabbanans over here. You'd be able to be more makel with the shita. Daraisas, we generally hold 3 to 4 minutes. That's one shita. Another shita holds that by drinks is different by food. By drinks, you only have kedei shtias revius. The amount of time it takes to drink a revius, which is a very short amount of time. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamedal, Dahainu Shlo Yisha Ben Shtayit, Bishtias Rova Kos, Yoter Mikte Achilas Pras, Rova Kos, you should only do it, Bite Achilas Pras, somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes. If you wait more time than this, you can't be starved what you drank at the beginning to what you drank at the end. However, then the Mishnah brought 2 lines down. He says, "Lechatchila yesh lezayir shelo lishos b'shtias rova kos yoter mikdei shtias revias." The best thing to do is drink shtias rova kos in the amount of time it takes to drink a revias, which is a very just a couple of seconds long. Lachush l'deir rishonim mevarisim in tafrei shayin beis ayin sham umikol makom p'diavid imshah b'shtei kosos achronos lo yachzer v'yishta. By the last 2 kosos, once again, which were more machmar because we're afraid of its nira kamosiv al kosos, he says not to drink it again if you waited too much time. If you waited more than k'dei shtias or v'yaz, you did in a couple of minutes, don't go back and drink. Ukmur v'lo sivzayim da'agot. If you waited too much time by the first 2 kosos, then you should go back and drink, like we learned before, that it's not going to be nira kamosav al kosos. Back then we also learned, but after the first kosos, it might be according to the Magen Avram. Ulechatchila nachon lishtos rov ravias bevas achas. The best thing to do is try and drink it down in one time. It doesn't mean to put all the wine in your mouth and then gulp it down. It means while you're drinking to continue drinking in one vessel without putting down the kos. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzal points out over here. He says lav dafka bebas achas el shtei shtios sebeinim halsaka achas bilvad, with one halsaka in the middle that you're allowed to do, and it's still be considered shtia k'dei shtias revias. And then it brings down over here not to drink with a straw. You should drink regularly v'chulei v'chulei. Okay, so that is the in terms of drinking. You should try and drink it k'dei shtias revias. In general, Rav Nevitzal is more makel for the more makel opinion that you have k'dei achilas pras to drink. So if you need to rely on that, you have what to rely on for the kosas. Also, that is how we pass on the chalmais ad kan for today.